AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Airbnb's high-range rebound revives relative strength, but volume stays ordinary. Airbnb gained 7.4% for the week and finished only 3.2% below its 52-week high. While participation held near its 13-week norm, rather than confirming a decisive institutional push. Research brief. Airbnb closed at $151.5 for the week ended 31 July, up 7.4%, and sitting at 89.1% of its 52-week range. The weekly trend signal remains active. Price is 12.0% above the ShareMaestro trend line and 12.5% above fair value. But the setup is still a balanced read, because volume was only 1.0x the 13-week average, and next week expectancy is negative at 38.00%. Key points. 1. Airbnb rose 7.4% on the week, outpacing the U.S. consumer cyclical average of 2.9% and the U.S. travel services average of 3.1%. 2. The stock closed at $151.5, 3.2% below its 52-week high of $156.5, and 12.0% above the weekly trend line at $135.3. 3. Trend backdrop is active with a 16-week active streak, while activity pressure is positive at 0.77, but not a fresh buy signal. 4. Relative strength improved to 5.96, placing Airbnb in the 85th percentile of U.S. consumer cyclical peers, rank 75 of 499. 5. Volume reached 19.1 million shares, broadly in line with the 13-week average of 18.3 million and below the 52-week average of 21.5 million. Price action pushes back towards the high. Airbnb's 7.4% weekly gain reversed the prior three-week fade and put the close at $151.5, close to the top of its one-year range. The stock now sits 3.2% below the 52-week high of $156.5. With a 52-week return of 18.4% and a 26-week gain of 17.1%. So the longer weekly structure remains constructive rather than simply a one-week bounce. The valuation and trend distances are no longer neutral. Airbnb is 12.0% above the ShareMaestro trend line at $135.3 and 12.5% above fair value at $134.7. That premium reflects demand, but it also raises the burden of confirmation if the stock is to move through the high rather than stall near the upper band of its range. Sector and industry context is supportive, but not uniformly strong. Within U.S. consumer cyclical, Airbnb's weekly return beat the sector average of 2.9%, and its 12-week gain of 7.1% also exceeded the sector's 3.7%. The stock has positive market dynamics and positive relative strength, a stronger combination than the broader sector, where only 37.0% of names have active weekly trend signals, and just 34.0% show positive relative strength. The travel services group was also positive, averaging a 3.1% weekly gain, with activity pressure breadth at a healthy 76.5%. Still, trend breadth in the industry is only 47.1%, and relative strength breadth is 41.2%, leaving the group with good near-term activity, but less convincing broad leadership. Expedia, Booking, Royal Caribbean, and Trip.com all posted stronger weekly gains than Airbnb, so Airbnb participated in the travel bid rather than standing alone. Signal state stays constructive, with one caveat. The ShareMaestro setup is classified as a balanced read, with a composite score of 63. The trend signal is active and has been active for 16 weeks, keeping the weekly regime positive. Activity pressure is also positive at 0.77, although it slipped slightly over 4 weeks and does not qualify as a fresh buy signal. Relative strength is the more encouraging part of the read. The latest relative leadership measure is 5.96, a sharp improvement from negative readings seen through parts of June and July. And Airbnb ranks in the 85th percentile among U.S. consumer cyclical peers. The issue is participation. 19.1 million shares changed hands, only 1.0x the 13-week average and 0.9x the 52-week average, so the rebound has not yet drawn outsized volume sponsorship. Risk and what to watch next. Risk evidence is mixed rather than alarming. Weekly volatility is 3.6% over 13 weeks, slightly below the 52-week rate of 3.9%. And the 52-week up-down split is nearly even at 27 positive weeks against 25 negative weeks. Average positive weeks of 3.5% have been larger than average negative weeks of 2.9%. But the recent distribution still includes four sharp loss weeks across the last 26 observations. The main watch points are clear. Whether ABNB can challenge 156.5 USD with better participation, whether activity pressure improves from 0.77, and whether the 135.3 USD trendline remains well protected on any pullback. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would provide stronger confirmation. Without it, the 12.5% premium to fair value and negative 38.0% next week expectancy argue for watching follow-through closely. Research note. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.